damna gler dash gev das nua das gal da gem da gue da brosk da blehe da me Gan sult, gan shod, gan sport, gan spiona. O sholuk mehe, hamwegne. Is fan chven me. Is a frech for four. Is tallog tree. Is temoch trua. Imar and tlee. Ganen manuar. Im fort. Ach, frech is gedue. O, chon is brot mische. Gan chwed, gan chod, gan chob, gan chishte. Gan sult, gan shod, gan sport, na spiodna. O sholuk mehe, chamwegne.
And that was the beautiful voice of Orla O'Leonard with Slán le May, or Farewell to May, from the Gloaming second album. Before that, we heard Gweno doing Hildrove from Edith Olaf. Prior to that was the Battlefield Band with a slow air and jig, the Glasgow Lasses and the Scottish Lovers. And prior to that was the Reingen Sisters doing Mackerel from Already Home, and we started that long set off with John Roberts and Deborah Cowan doing and Gypsum Davy from Ballads Long and Short. We would like to remind you once again that David Power and Willie Kelly are playing at the Burren this coming Wednesday. Show starts at 7:30. Should be a great time. They're debuting their latest CD, Apples in Winter. It is 9:03. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Well, this is the time that we segue into Between the Worlds. And we're going to have the Alan Kelly gang do that for us with an appropriate piece for this time of year. It's called Hop a Vat, and it's Hop Jigs and a Gavat. Thank you.
and the bottomless repertoire of the Copper family again. A song that's been a favourite of mine for a very long time, called When Spring Comes On. All you people who remember how the Copper family sing it, forget it. When Spring Comes On.
When spring comes on, then the birds do sing, the lambs do skip and the bells do ring, while we enjoy their glorious charm, so noble and so gay. The primrose blooms, the cowslips too, the violets in their sweet retire, the roses shining through the briar, and the daffodilies which we admire will die and fade away. Young men and maidens, they will be seen on mountains high and meadows green. They do talk of love and sport and play, while them young lambs do skip away. At night they homeward wend their way, when evening stars appear. The primrose blooms, the cowslips too, the violets in their sweet retire, the roses shining through the briar, and the daffodilies which we admire will die and fade away. Dairymaid to milking goes, her blooming cheeks as red as a rose, and she carries a pail all on her arm, so cheerful and so gay. She milks, she sings, the valleys ring, the small birds on the branches there sit listening to this lovely fair, for she is her master's trust and care, she is the ploughman's joy. The primrose blooms, the cowslips too, the violets in their sweet retire, the roses shining through the briar, and the daffodilies which we admire will die and fade away.
I'm sorry.
morning. It's 9:17. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Between the Worlds. We're grateful for our calendrical information that is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. And so yesterday, May 8th, was Flurry Day or Floral Dance Day at Helston in Cornwall, and the Robin Hood May Games are in full swing. May the 9th, milk your cows carefully. May the 10th, a dotterel day, the high point of the bird netting season. And we may remind you that this is an old almanac collection and it is strictly forbidden to net birds here in the U.S. Ascension Day and Rogation Tide are nearly always celebrated during May. And Ascension Day or Holy Thursday is a movable feast falling 40 days after Easter, the 3 days preceding it when priests and people traditionally process the fields chanting prayers or rogations for God's blessing on the growing crops are called Rogation Tide, and are also the favorite season for beating the bounds of parishes. In the old days, local boys were customarily remembered of parish boundary markers by being beaten over them, until milder convention decreed that markers rather than boys should be beaten. May the 12th is St. Pancras' Day. Seek headache cures. Lady's mantle is in flower. St. Pancras was a Roman boy martyred at the age of 14, is one of the patrons of children, and is invoked against headaches. As far as Lady's mantle, William Turner's Herbal of 1568 notes, Our Lady's mantle is an herb of green color and groweth in most meadows. In the night, it closes itself together like a purse, and in the morning, it is found full of dew. May the 13th was May Day Old Style, Morris dancers much in request for May games and Whitsun feasts. Philip Stubbs, that great puritanical reformer in The Anatomy of Abuses, notes, they tie about either leg 20 or 40 bells with rich handkerchiefs in their hands, borrowed for the most part of their pretty mopsies and loving besses for bussing them in the dark. Then march this heathen company towards the church and churchyard, their pipers piping, their drummers thundering, their stumps dancing, their bells jangling, their handkerchiefs swaying above their heads like madmen, their hobby horses and other monsters skirmishing amongst the rout. And in this sort they go to the church and into the church, dancing and swinging their handkerchiefs over their heads like devils incarnate, with such a confused noise that no man can hear his own voice. May the 14th notes, beware the effects of vaccination. On this day in 1796, Edward Jenner first inoculated against smallpox by infecting a boy with immunizing cowpox germs taken from a milkmaid's hand. May the 15th, this month is the best of all for butter making, and apparently it is because of the richness of the milk obtained at this time. A charm to make butter come, repeat it 3 times. Come, butter, come, come, butter, come. Peter stands at the gate waiting for a buttered cake. Come, butter, come. Nowadays, of course, an electric mixer accomplishes the feat much faster if you want to make a butter old style. And the two songs we heard there, Peter Kennedy collected the Helston Furry and a much earlier recording of the Howlin' Toe from his album English Customs and Traditions, which it must be noted is, I believe, a posthumous collection, came out on SayDisc. And before that, we heard Peter Bellamy, When Spring Comes On, from Once You Go My Way. And next up, we've got Three Cane Whale giving us a few tunes of theirs. Thank you.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life for the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Thank you. consigned to the annals of history, the ancient land of the Dumnoddy. Vestiges rise far as you can see, all from moor to moor. When first we were farmers and went to work the land, we changed the course of history then with a scythe in our hand. And then that we turned mason and built with heart and soul, the chisel guides the potter's hand. Behold the Gabbro Mole. Blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe, speed away the morning to how sweet the winds to blow. And it's blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe, and it's speed away the morning to how sweet the winds to blow. To Narnia remembers we shared a common tongue, the Cornubian batholith from whence we all do come. So much we have in common, how could we beat apart the granite rock and tin, which is our beating heart. That is our beating heart, that is our beating heart, the granite rock and tin, that is our beating heart. Our little coastal harbours that brave the wind and rain, our strong and sturdy farmers, come yield for us again. We once were a great kingdom of beauty and of awe. The land doesn't recognise the lines of humans draw. The lines of humans draw, the lines of humans draw. The land doesn't recognise the lines of humans draw. In 1497, reunited to rebel against old King Henry, who did not serve us well. King Henry and King Edward, both in their cruel reigns, just like a Saxon stranger, come steal from us again. Unite and unite, unite and unite, Dumnonia remembers, so brothers reunite. Well, brother beside brother has stood the test of time, as when we fought together in 1549. Let river not divide us in jealousy nor care, tomorrow our life's blood, her waters we do share. Her waters we do share, her waters we do share. Tomorrow our life's blood, her waters we do share. Oh, then that we were traders to far corners of our land. Generations they have gathered here, the capital of man. Unearthed within these ditches, life's purpose now fulfilled, and feel the thrill of the howling gale. High on Henry Hill, blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe, speed away the morning to how sweet the winds do blow. And it's blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe, and it's speed away the morning to how sweet the winds do blow.
Downs there were birds flying, far off glittered the sea. And toward the north, the weald of Sussex lay like a kingdom under me. I was happier than the larks that nest on the downs and sing to the sky. The birds fly was not you, though you were near, though you were good to hear and see. It was not earth, it was not heaven, it was myself that sang in me. I was happier than the larks that nest on the downs and sing to the sky. Over the downs the birds flying were not so happy as I. Not so happy as I. I was happier than the larks that nest on the downs and sing to the skies. Over the downs the birds flying were not so happy as I. Were not so.
Good morning. It's 9:46. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Jethro Tull with Cup of Wonder from Songs from the Woods. Prior to that was Kate Shadbourne with On the Sussex Downs, a poem by Sarah Teasdale, set to original music by Kate from her fine album Songs of the Poets. Prior to that, we heard Jim Causley with the Gabbro Bowl and the Peninsula Prayer. And for those of you wondering about the Gabbro Bowl, it was during her excavations at Hembury Hill Fort in the 1930s, Dorothy Liddell uncovered a great hoard of Neolithic pottery made of gabbroic clay, which is only found on the Lizard in the far west of Cornwall. The Gabbro Bowl from Hembury is on display in the Royal Albert Memorial Museum in Exeter. And we started off with Three Cane Whale doing Noctule, the Brazen Head, and Sleeping Out Full Moon. Next up, we've got Sharon Knight from her new album, Portals. And then we'll hear from Holly Tannen and Shira Common. And if we have time, something from Jay Atwood to close things out.
large hills and valleys through, there she's found the growing. Sky hides the sun, then down the rain does pour, the ocean loud does roar and beat upon the shore, and all praise in their ways the one whose glory streams through our dreams. And join the joyful sound.